It's 10 minutes past 12. This is Time Emeritus WKLO News. A major explosion being heard out of Washington today. Damage, however, is personal. This explo is verbal, uttered by former Nixon campaign deputy director Jeb Stuart Magruder. Jeb says John Mitchell personally approved the bugging of the Democrat headquarters and that the planning was done while Mitchell was still attorney general. But as far as Magruder is concerned, the big boss is clean. He says he doesn't believe President Nixon knew in advance of the bugging, which will be a year old this Sunday, or the subsequent cover-up. Watergate hearings committee co-chairman Senator Howard Baker is questioning Jeb this hour. He wants to know who originated secret intelligence work for the committee to re-elect the president.
Mr. Liddy was brought over to me at the committee in December, and I was told that he would handle our intelligence gathering operations by Mr. Dean. He indicated that Mr. Mitchell had approved this. We did not discuss in detail in that meeting what these operations would be.
Did you discuss electronic eavesdropping?
No, we did not.
Did you discuss the Democratic National Committee?
No, we did not.
Magruder testifies that Liddy had $1 million for his intelligence work. Senator Baker asks if he wasn't curious of the master plan. After all, that's a lot of bread, Jeb.
Well, I thought at that time that it was inappropriate for me to discuss that type of sum because it was exactly, as you say, a handsome sum. So I said, as I would normally do with any staff member, we'll have to go see Mr. Mitchell before any approval is given.
Says Magruder, unfortunately, we made some mistakes in the campaign which have led to a major national concern. Magruder adds, as far as I know, at no point during this entire period, from the time of the planning of the Watergate to the time of trying to keep it from public view, did our president have any knowledge of our errors in this matter. We had confidence in his aides. I must confess, some of them failed him. A kernel of info about our pro-netters, next on WKLO. They're talking about our pro-cagers again in Cincy. 1080's Jim Cavanaugh has this Queen City rap.
A Cincinnati sports group has announced it is abandoning plans to bring professional hockey and basketball into the Queen City. The move comes after a collapse of a financial agreement for a proposed riverfront sports arena. Cincinnati Sports Incorporated says it will relocate its recently acquired sports franchises. They're the World Hockey Association team and a contractual commitment to acquire a majority interest in the Kentucky Colonels of the American Basketball Association. Cincinnati Sports President Brian Heekin says we're awfully unhappy. He said the action came because the teams don't have any place to play. Jim Cavanaugh, WKLO News, Cincinnati.
Yeah, we just learned that Bruce Miller, attorney for star forward Colonel Dan Issel, will stage a conference tomorrow morning. He's going to talk again about Dan's round ball future. He says he's not going to say anything before then, 9:30 tomorrow morning. A Louisville man, 21-year-old Willie Jackson, arrested by FBI men as a third suspect in this armed robbery of the Dixie Highway branch of the Liberty National Bank here. That robbery occurred in middle of May. The chairman of U of L's mathematics department is nominated as acting dean of the school's university college. The appointment of 42-year-old Dr. Roger Griesland must be confirmed by the University Board of Trustees at a meeting next Monday. WKLO continues a look at the fuel crisis in our land. Today, Louisville Gas and Electric PR man Curtis Craig steps in, says he thinks there's a shortage, but it hasn't hit this city. To protect against running out, LG&E is curtailing some operations.
Our policy is that we feel an obligation to the 225,000 customers that we have, an obligation to give them normal gas service, knowing that if we did take on additional customers, we could not maintain normal service for our present customers.
Convicted murderer William Prater says he plotted to kill Joseph Yablonski because he regarded the labor leader as a threat to the United Mine Workers Union. That word comes at the Erie, Pennsylvania murder trial of Albert Pass of Middlesboro, Kentucky. The VC orders troops to immediately carry out the terms of a new ceasefire agreement reached yesterday in Paris. The South Vietnamese took the same step, but they do not disclose the text of their ceasefire order. WKLO, News Time 1216.
Tom Bryant here.
Hello, sports, fair skies, warm temps are greeting the golfers at the Oakmont Country Club in Pennsylvania today for the start of the U.S. Open. Weatherman says there's little chance of more rain over the course, which got a cloudburst on Tuesday. The rain softened the greens, but sunshine and a light breeze has put them back in their formerly fast condition. Three-time Open champ Jack Nicklaus favored, even though Tom Weisskopf is the hottest player on the tour now, having won three of the last four tourneys he started. Southern California has won its fourth consecutive college baseball World Series championship. The Trojans scored four early runs last night to dump top-ranked Arizona State 4-3. Kentuckian is talking about the second Vietnam Peace Pact. Do you think it's going to stop the fighting?
I don't know. It just might. You never know. I mean,
their whole country seems like it's in an uproar. I mean, you just can't tell anymore. I have an effect, you never know.
Joe Roberts in Louisville. Kentucky and weather just ahead of much more music with Chuck Stevens. Look for cloudy and warm, a shower chance tonight. High today, 86. Low tonight, 68. High tomorrow, 87. In Lexington, at 73. Bowling Green, 75. And in Louisville, at 77 degrees. This is Ty Meredith. WKRP.